for the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships in Jackson, Tennessee. I'm joined by Trinity University head softball coach Selena Collins. Trinity getting a big win today, 6-5 over Birmingham Southern to advance to tomorrow's SCAC Championship game. And coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Coach, as I said, 6-5, big win for your team getting back to that championship game as you guys were there a year ago. For the second straight year, you head into the SCAC Championship, this time out of the winner's bracket. Talk about what that means and how the game played out for your team today.
Well, it's huge. We're excited. That's where we wanted to be, was going into the championship game in the winner's bracket. That's definitely a huge turn for us from last year. So we're definitely excited about that. And it was too close to call. I mean, we knew that both teams were going to come out battling and come out swinging the bats. And it really, truly always comes down to defense. And we had one bad error, but the positive thing about that is that we didn't give up, we didn't let up, and we kept swinging the bats, and we tightened up our defense after that.
Coach, last night, just two hits. You come out today, you put 12 hits on the board. How big is it for your team, confidence-wise, going into tomorrow's championship game, to see those bats really wake up for your team and really everybody hitting from the top to the bottom?
It's huge. I knew after that last game last night that today would be a better day. It gave us a chance. We hadn't seen live in a little while, so it gave us a chance to see live last night to prepare for today. And so I just reminded the girls to make sure that we tack early in the count and make sure that we swing the bats. Nothing's going to happen if we're not swinging the bats.
Story of the afternoon, obviously, your freshman Lauren Mercado, huge day for her. She came in today, she hadn't had a hit in the SCAC tournament. She now has two. Both of them are home runs, a two-run home run, the big two-run home run in the seventh inning, and of course getting things started off in the first with a three-run home run. Talk about her performance and, you know, what you saw from her when she was up at the plate today.
It's huge. We even talked last night just about understanding her role and knowing that she's our DP and I need her to do her job as our DP, and she really just stepped up huge for us. She swings a heavy bat anyway, and it's one of those things that as long as she's swinging, as long as she's seeing the ball, that it's she's a scary batter to come across.
Obviously, her five RBIs were big, but in the second inning with two outs, you put three straight singles together and scratch across that fourth run to give you a 4-0 lead, which turned out to be, you know, a huge run in a 6-5 game. Talk about, you know, what it means to a team and what a lift it brings to be able to scratch nobody on base and then have three straight singles and manufacture a run with two outs like you did in the second.
It's a big deal. It's all about everybody doing their job, and that's something I constantly preach. I've done that all year long. It's just do your job. I need you. If I need you on, I need you on. It's one of those crucial moments. I mean, we're playing every game like it's our championship game, and the girls understand that they have a role to play, and they don't just have one role. They have multiple roles, and as long as they're taking care of business at that moment, then everything else will take care of themselves. So they did a really good job at just not giving in and really attacking early.
Back in the SCAC Championship for the second year in a row, as I mentioned, this year out of the winner's bracket, not out of the loser's bracket. What did you tell your girls after the game in order to be prepared as you head into tomorrow's championship?
Well, I wanted to make sure that they understood that one bad error inning is unacceptable for us. To have those errors and to allow a team to come back like that, we can never let up on teams, on great teams. Great teams capitalize on errors. And so I had to remind them that we need to make sure that we're tight on defense. And then to come out tomorrow, and the positive was that we never gave up. We kept swinging the bats, and everybody did their job from after that really terrible inning. And it was one of those things that I just told them, we're in a championship. We're coming out in the winner's bracket, and this is exactly where we wanted to be. All year long, this is what we've strived for, and now we're there. So now it's our games to lose.
Trinity University head softball coach Selena Collins again. Trinity picking up the win today over Birmingham Southern 6-5, advancing to tomorrow's SCAC championship game. Coach, congratulations. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.